Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello once again. I thank you for inviting me into your homes this morning on this beautiful day the Lord has made. His Bible said the Lord hath made this day, and He made it just for you and I. And He said for you and I to rejoice and be glad therein. And I do rejoice that I've been able to come on the radio each Sunday morning for so many years to tell people there is truly something we can believe in. I'm doing the broadcast on Wednesday morning this week. I'll explain why in just a little while. But anyhow, let's get right into this song right here. I like this song. It says, I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey is getting sweeter every day.
I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. Well, my soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey's getting sweeter every day. And my ups and downs, my sorrow and frowns have passed my way. But I paid no attention, dropped all my contention, had no time to stay. Problems only weighed me down and caused my sunny skies to turn gray. But I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. Well, my soul gets so happy, I shout and I sing night and day. I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey getting sweeter every day. It was good enough to save me and wash all my old sins away. Now He leads me, He guides me, protects me and hides me, keeps me each day. I know that He loves me, for He entered in my heart into to stay. Now I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey's getting sweeter every day. Well, I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey gets sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. My soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. Said I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey gets sweeter every day. Well, I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey getting sweeter every day.
Yes, sir, I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey is getting sweeter every day. I've been in the way for a long time. I remember they say that we used to do a testimony. Well, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm right in the way. Well, I hope we're not in anybody's way. I hope that we're trying to encourage you, not discourage you. If I can't encourage you, I'm surely not going to discourage you. Well, I said when I came on, I was doing the broadcast on Wednesday morning, I don't know Martha's condition. She has been in a dying mood for all week long. She hadn't been eating, and she can't swallow, and you just continue to pray for her. I'm doing the broadcast here on Wednesday morning because I don't know what this weekend will bring. But anyhow, let's continue to pray for Martha. Martha's been a big part of this ministry. As a matter of fact, she's been the biggest part of this ministry, and a lot of people love her music, and I wish I had more of her music, but I don't. So anyhow, you continue to pray for her and pray for me and pray for the family as we move on in this journey of life. We never know Life is uncertain, but death is sure. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. So let's do a song.
If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you walk out the door, I would give you a big old hug and a kiss, and I'd call you back for more. If I knew it would be the last time I'd hear your voice lifted up in praise, I would video the tape each action and word so I could play them back each day. If I knew it would be the last time I could spare an extra minute, I'd stop and say I love you, instead of assuming that you would just know that. If I knew it would be the last time I would be there to share your day, well, I'm sure you'll have so many more. So can I just for this one time let it slip? For surely there's always tomorrow to make up for our oversight. And we always get the second chance to make everything just right. There will always be another day, I say, I love you. And certainly there's another chance to say anything I can do. But just in case I might be wrong, and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you. And I hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not just a promise to anyone, young or old alike. And today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret that you didn't do it today. That you didn't take that extra time for just a smile, a hug, or a kiss. Because you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their very last wish. So hold your loved ones each close, very close today. And whisper in their ear. Tell them how much you love them. And you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Or, oh, it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll never have regretted that you did that today.
Yes, sir. That's a beautiful recitation. I'm glad that somebody gave me that. And that was Brother Dan Arbogast playing in the background. He wrote me that song, and I've never been able to put any music with it, but anyhow, I do it as a recitation. But I do want you to pray for Martha. She has been a great part of this ministry, and I miss her. I really do, and I'm doing the broadcast here on Wednesday morning. I don't know what the rest of the week will bring. She had an eight for 6 days now, and you know what it's like to have Alzheimer's and be in that condition. So you just continue to lift her up in prayer. I appreciate all my friends and neighbors and the ones who helped to support this broadcast. Good to hear from Miss Brown this week. I miss people when I don't hear from them for a little while. But anyhow, this is your ministry, and you're the one that keeps it coming into the homes of every Sunday morning. And don't never forget that. This is not my ministry. I'm only the instrument being used of God to bring the message and sing the songs and do the things that ought to be done. But anyhow, I hope that I am bringing you a ray of sunshine in your heart and life. That's the thrust of my ministry. I've been doing this for a lot of years, and I do it because I love you and you love me. So together we stand, but divided we fall. Let me do this one for you. This one says, help is on the way.
Woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone. But God sent the prophet just to make his word be known. He said, woman, now don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you ever ask him, help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer.
believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Troubles of this old life come by, burdens get you down. You think there's no one listening, and you think there's no one around. Just remember what His Word says, just to trust Him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heaven, 'cause help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. A brighter day's coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way.
You know, my favorite line in that song is, don't give up today because help is on the way. So if you give up today, then help was on its way. And you know, about the time we give up, that's when God is stepping in, working. See, God works His own time. God doesn't work by the clock. He doesn't punch in and punch out. He works in His own time, in His own way. And God is good. God is good all the time, regardless of the circumstances, the situation, the heartaches that come our way. God is still for us. And I have always said it, if God be for me, there is no power that will ever stand against me. I want to go right now and do a song by Martha. And she's been doing this for a lot of years, but I know that you like it. And, well, I like it. It says, oh, what a day. Just give it a listen to.
There's a great celebration that is being planned today, and there's a feeling of excitement in the air, and the final preparations are all now underway, and the guest of honor soon shall take his place.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number with the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
The list of those invited reads like a page from history. The saints of all the ages will be on hand, and the singing of the ransom choir will entertain us there. We'll all rejoice at the merry supper of the Lamb.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh,
believe in God. You say, well, everybody believes in God. No, no. Everybody doesn't believe in God. Now, everybody may know about God, and everyone has heard about God, but do you really know God? You see, the Bible said in Hebrews 11:6, that he that cometh to God must believe that God is. That's very important. I found out a long time ago when I started my Christian journey, I had to linger a long time in the very first book of the Bible. I went to the very first verse, and it said, in the beginning, God. You see, I knew that there was no reason to go any farther. If I could not settle in my heart and in my mind, in my spirit, that there was a God, and He's real, and He's going to be real in my life, then don't go no farther. Oh, a lot of people have joined the church, they got baptized, and yet they don't know God. And to receive a miracle from God, you've got to realize that only God can give miracles. Only God can give miracles. Oh, we talk about them like they're nothing. We talk about them like they're just coming right and left. And all you got to do is believe. Just believe. Have faith in God. All things are possible to them that will believe. When we begin to believe in God and believe in the supernatural, a miracle that is coming only from God. When God says to me, I want to give away one miracle, and I'm the only source of that miracle, then I've got to go to the Webster Dictionary to find out what a miracle is. A miracle is a happening that seems to be against the known laws of nature and science. Now, that's what Webster recognized. And you've got to recognize that. If you're going to receive this miracle, you must believe in God. Because God is a supernatural God. God is the only giver of miracles. And if God's got that one miracle for you, then we've got to believe in God. Miracles only come from God. Only God can give miracles. Do you really believe in God? Because that is the first way to receive a miracle from God, is to believe in God. They must believe in God. And if you believe in God, then you are precipitant to that miracle. But again, we've got to ask another question. Do you believe that God is able to give that miracle? Is God really able to meet that miracle that is needed in my life? And then it brings us to another question. Who needs the miracle? I want you to self-examine right now. Which one of you needs the miracle more than the other? But then again, who of you sitting in the pulpit, or in the pew, I mean, don't also need some kind of a miracle? So we've got to determine if God is going to give this miracle and it's only going to come from God, then we've got to determine who needs the miracle the most. You reckon in the Bible days, the Bible said Jesus was coming down the road. Great crowds were thronging Him. Great crowds were getting around Him. But little woman had heard about Jesus. The Bible said that this little woman had been had a blood issue for 12 long years. Now you would say she definitely needed a miracle. And she did. And she said, if I can but touch the hem of His garment, I can be made whole. She goes down, she looks the crowd over, and the crowd is pressing and thronging. And I literally believe that she literally got down and crawled to the foot of Jesus Christ. And I believe that when she reached out and touched His garment, the Bible said she was made whole from that very moment. I believe that, but did she need the miracle more than the man right on down the road? You see, there's another man on down the road, just a little bit below her, who is also needing a miracle. And that was the blind man who sat by the wayside begging. He needed a miracle, but did he need it more than she did? The blind man need a miracle more than the woman who had the issue of blood? Well, let's take you to another scene. Let's go down to the pool of Bethesda. Here's a pool. The Bible said there were many who were lame and halt and withered. I don't understand when the Bible tells something, it always explains how long and how many. It'll always tell you that. And there were many at the pool of Bethesda. There were many people needing a miracle and needing the touch of God. To their own admission, they said, we're waiting for the troubled water. And once Somebody comes down, an angel comes down and troubles the water, and whoever steps in first is healed. But there were many people laying at the pool of Bethesda that needed a miracle. So we've got to decide who needs the miracle the most. Is it you that needs a miracle more than the person sitting beside of you? You see, because we've got to decide who needs this miracle. Only got one miracle, and God said, give that miracle away. And if I'm going to give it to one person, I've got to make a decision of who needs it the worst. Is it you? Who needs the miracle the most? Well, I'm just dumb enough to believe the Bible said that my God will supply all of our need according to His riches and glory. So we put it back in the hands of God. God's got to decide who needs the miracle the most. And that's what He's going to do. He's going to decide, is it the woman with a blood issue? Is it the blind man sitting beside the wayside begging? Or who is it that's down at the pool of Bethesda that needs a touch more than the other? And this afternoon, that's a very important question. Do I need a miracle worse than they needed in New Orleans? Do I need a miracle worse than you do? Do you need a miracle worse than I do? You see, that's in the hands of God. You see, God works with a determining counsel. That's what Peter said on the day of Pentecost. He said that there's a determining council who's already determined this thing. So it's God that's going to determine who needs a miracle. Naturally, and we may see this one needs a miracle, that one needs a miracle, but don't ever forget it's God that's looking for the person that really needs a miracle. But then again, He wants to give it to the one that needs it the most. So look across at your neighbor. Maybe they need it worse than you do. Or then again, maybe we're going to have to decide if we deserve a miracle. I mean, how come that word deserve always fits within the framework of my life? You know, we're hung up on that thing. You know, I deserve this, I deserve that. I remember that Stephen Manley said the only rights that we had was Jesus Christ bare them at Calvary. They were nailed to the cross. Our rights were put at Calvary. But how many of us are going to receive that miracle this afternoon simply because we deserve it? Do you deserve a miracle from God? Do you deserve for God to heal or touch? Do you deserve for God to do anything for you at all? Is it because God's going to give you the miracle because you deserve it? I remember a story of a young man who was in court due to the fact that a drunk driver, they had left church one day and on their way home, and a drunk driver ran into the automobile. He was just by chance not riding with his wife and his family that day. He was riding separate back home. And when he got home, the policeman pulled up in front of the house and told him the sad news. A drunk driver has just hit your automobile, and your daughter and your wife and your mother is dead. All three of them were dead and struck dead in one moment by a drunk driver. He began to cry, I don't deserve this. He was angry, even angry at God, because he continues to say, I don't deserve what is happening to me.
A small, lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the sea that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Then he made every sin, gave it lease, and then gave it sunshine and rain, sheltered it with love. Thank you. that we might go free. With tears in his eyes, God looked down the time, saw him set upon, rejected and mourned. Oh, still he grew the tree, and he knew with thee, used to make the old rugged floor. Nothing could him lie, with love he gave it. He was crucified on a
Father, we come to the throne of grace this morning and we ask for your mercy. Lord, if we could get anything from you that we need more than anything else, it'd be your mercy and your love. We know that you loved us. You gave your only begotten Son for us that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, we don't realize in this life only we have hope. We are most men miserable. I know that Martha has hope. Her voice is loud and clear this morning. And God, she's blessed so many people down through the years, and she'll continue to bless people. Her voice will be silent one day, but her music will continue on and on and on. And Lord, I just pray for her. I pray for our unseen audience. I'm not trying to be selfish this morning. I don't want to just pray for me and Martha. I want to pray for everyone who is in our listening audience. God, we all stand in need of prayer. We thank God without you, we would be most men miserable. But through you, all things are possible. So bless this broadcast. Use my voice, Lord, that my voice may go out across the air, that people may be willing to sit down, Lord, write a check and help me support this ministry. I've been on a lot of years and Lord, been preaching the gospel for many years. And God, I want to continue to preach the ministry to the people. I want to reach out to souls and tell them that if God be for them, there's no power that will ever stand again. And well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I'm doing the broadcast on Wednesday morning. I don't know Martha's condition. She's not in good condition. She's in a state of a dying mode, and well, you know how that is with Alzheimer's. So I don't know her condition, what it'll be Sunday, but anyhow, we'll be letting you know more about that. But you can continue to pray for us. Lift up our hands. Our offerings have been very slow. It seemed like the finances are not coming in for the broadcast, but anyhow, I know that God understands, and you understand. You understand this ministry. It's a big ministry. There's more to this ministry than just ministry. We're reaching across on the internet. We're reaching across the entire world. Dana and Daryl Olson, they do our internet, STBI.org, and we're going clear around the world with the gospel. Lord, whoever thought this little stump preacher would be reaching out across the world. But anyhow, it's through you. You are the miracle worker, God, and you bless the people, and only you can bless, Lord, this morning. So I've got to get off the air this morning, but neighbor, I am asking you for prayer. I'm asking for your financial support. I need it bad. I haven't received anything hardly these 2 months, but anyhow, I'm trusting in God. Well, goodbye, be good. And may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Sometimes
to believe in.